announcements to call to your attention. The first, let me comment that coming soon, Sarah Bowers, do y'all remember her? I thought maybe once she left, you'd forget all about her. Sarah is going to be consecrated as a deacon in the ELCA on August 5th, right here at Redeemer. And you're all invited. So August 5th is a Sunday, and that doesn't mean you can skip church that morning. So August 5th at 5 o'clock, there's information in your Go and Serve about that. There'll be a reception, and we need help with the reception. Talk to Karen, and there's other information in there following that. So I think it's kind of neat that Sarah chose to be consecrated here. This is, for her roster, this is the same thing as ordination is for a pastor. So it's a big deal, and it's going to happen right here. So anyway, you're invited to come. And Kate Bernthal is going to talk about the shareholders' dinner. Great, thank you. Did well with all the advance notice you had. So again, that's next Sunday after worship, and tickets are available. Or if you paid for a ticket and didn't get it, see Greg. Shannon, we're time for Family Promise. Thank you, and let's prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love. Amen. Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we still were sinners, and for his sake, God forgives you all your sins. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, powerful and compassionate, you shepherd your people, faithfully feeding and protecting us. Heal each of us and make us a whole people, that we may embody the justice and peace of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated.
First lesson is a reading from Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people. It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick on the market in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Like sheep without a shepherd. Like sheep without a shepherd. Oh, I don't think so. No. No, I think it's all too clear just who our shepherds are. Wealth is my shepherd. I shall get what I want. It makes me lie down and dream of store shelves stocked full of things to buy and leads me from clearance to closeout. It revives my tired feet with doorbuster specials and guides me along narrow aisles for a bargain's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of overextended credit, I shall shop till I drop, for Visa is with me. The beep of the scanner, the sound of the cash drawer, they comfort me. You spread the thought of others in need before me, but their presence shall fail to trouble me. For I have heard that there's a good price on bath oil, and my cart is running over. Surely I will satisfy my desires all the days of my life and dwell in the house of greed forever. The internet is my shepherd. I'll search whatever I want. It makes me lie down, everything but my mouse, and engrosses me so that I ignore those around me. It leads me from one sight to another and guides me into sights I should not even visit. Yea, though I walk through the valley of my family and many righteous causes and ministries that need me, I shall keep shopping on Amazon, for new deals are unending. The online game and the YouTube, they comfort me. You spread a 20-inch monitor in front of me and invite me to open my iPad. You have anointed my keyboard with Bluetooth, and my hard drive is running over. Surely .coms and .orgs shall consume every moment of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Google forever. Leisure is my shepherd. I will not do anything I don't want. It makes me lie down in the hammock and leads me to stretch out beside lake waters. It revives my golf swing and guides me along right fairways for a chip shot's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of unseen needs and loneliness all around, I will deal the next hand, for my fourth for bridge is with me. My tennis racket and my swimming pool, they comfort me. You spread a bowling alley before me in the presence of those who will roll against me. You have anointed my lane with oil, and the pins are falling over. Surely relaxation and rest shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will take walks around my neighborhood forever. Hollywood is my shepherd. I'll see everything I want. It makes me lie down in my recliner and leads me to find the Netflix. It teaches me all my morals and values and guides me along right channels for a miniseries. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shows that speak of society's ills, I shall do nothing, for I am content to watch. The soap and the sitcom, they comfort me. You spread the cable before me with the presence of commercials which sell to me. You have anointed my lap with chips, and my Coke is foaming over. Surely I shall be titillated and entertained all the days of my life, and I shall rule the remote control forever. Prestige is my shepherd. I shall be whom I want. It makes me attend social gatherings and leads me into all the right circles. It assures my acceptance and guides me along right topics for chit-chat. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of gossip, I shall tell my tales to all who are with me. My social standing and my good name, they comfort me. You spread a prosperous job before me in the presence of those who are poor and unemployed, but my Cadillac is full of oil, and membership in my club is running over. Surely good status in the community shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will be with the right kind of people forever. I am my shepherd. I shall choose what I want. God may suggest that I lie in his green pastures or offer to lead me beside his still waters, but I am in charge of my soul, and it is I who guides me along the pathways of my life. Yea, though I walk through the valley of limited foresight and understanding, I will step forward boldly, for doubts are not with me. My confidence and my self-reliance, they comfort me. I choose from a table of opportunity spread out before me those things which least trouble me. I have anointed myself with choices, and my own control of my life is running over. Surely what God says and wills for me is important all the days of my life, but I will choose my own course forever. Like sheep without a shepherd. Like sheep without a shepherd, No. No, we have too many shepherds. Lord, open our eyes to see. Open our hearts to receive. Open our lives to follow the one shepherd we need. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Most loving God, we thank you again and again for the countless blessings you bestow on us. Your gifts of goodness are beyond our measure or our comprehension. You provide us not only with all the things we need, but also with so much more that makes our lives so good and meaningful and worthwhile. Thank you, O God. Lead us to respond to your generosity with a true desire to give ourselves, our time, and our possessions to your service. Lord, in your mercy. O God, our Lord, how good it is to call you ours. We are thankful that we belong to you and that you have called us to be your people. You give our lives meaning as we give our lives to others in your name. You give our souls rest in the hope we have in you. You give us a higher purpose in our commitment to you in response to your love. Open now our ears to this calling. Open our hands that we might respond to your call with generosity and willingness. Open our hearts that we might truly give your love. Lord, in your mercy. God of all, we know all that you have done for us and all the many ways we need you, but we are also aware that there are many who need us as well. Lead us to reach out to the sick and troubled and sorrowed and lonely in your love. Help us to find ways to help those who are poor and homeless and afraid and far from home. Strengthen us to offer comfort and hope to those who are lost. Bless all in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Finally, O Savior, you have called us to many things. Help us now to answer your call. Help us to tell others the wonderful story of your love. Help us to give all we are to you. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace. Thank you.
us pray. Merciful God,
you will wind your hands and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it. Open our lives to live it. We pray this through Christ
our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Power and might. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed be the one who comes. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest.
The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace, for you are the Lord forevermore. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
hate to ask because sometimes you say, well, I'm